Good morning and welcome to the regularly scheduled Tourism Business Improvement District Morro Bay meeting scheduled for Thursday, February 18th at 10 a.m. Thank you. At this time, we'll call to order. And we will open up to public comment. Any members of the audience wishing to step forward and comment, you may do so. Please state your name. Seeing no members of the audience coming forward, I will go ahead and close the public comment period, and we will have approval of minutes. Did everybody have an opportunity to review the minutes? Were there any changes that needed to be made? I didn't see any, but so is there? I mean,
Andrew usually does those.
Yeah, she usually
does. I'm sorry. She's out of town on business, and I don't have those.
Okay, I can. They're in our packet. I can give a little overview. It looks like, yeah, we were, what is that about? Somebody says two, somebody says six. I thought it was three when I looked at it.
I think it's three because we had 32% right. In 9-10.
It looks to me like
and
it's 3%.
35% in 0-8-9.
Oh, you're looking at year to date for the same period. Yeah. I was looking month on month. It's three, and Karen has a point that year to date it's 6% down. But on a high note, I don't know if any of you drove through town this past weekend. It was a three-day weekend, and it was very busy. I don't know how the restaurants did. I'll look to
that. Well, when the hotels are full, the restaurants do well. We did have an excellent weekend, so hopefully that bodes well for the summer.
Right, and I was talking to Mike prior to the meeting, and we were discussing that, the last 2 years, the town has not sold out on President's Day weekend, and we think that some of the impact of our advertising, especially through the website on the LA Times, we're seeing the fruits of our labor. And I think that that's really exciting stuff. So I was glad that the town was so busy. I was really excited, especially with the weather that we had. For the new people who visited here this weekend, that's going to bring them back.
I know on Sunday it was packed.
It was, yeah, smoking was, busy.
Yes. And I would say just on that percentage that's down, you know, although that, you know, we're always concerned when it's down from the year before. From a budgeting standpoint, the city, we did not budget, you know, we budgeted down. So I know Susan just gave the report that we're still on to make our budget for TOT because we didn't, or above it. So, you know, from that standpoint, from a budget standpoint, city-wise, we were very conservative last year, and that helps. That it's we're not, you know, having to decide where we can make further cuts this year.
Good, thank you. Okay, so then we will move off of transient occupancy and move straight to the TJ Advertising Agency report from John Sorgenfrey.
Okay, thank you. I know that in talking about ad response, I know Peter shared with the city promotions some of the
responses are going to as you know, they're going to be lagging. It's going to be April, May before we really get the ones that we've already sent out. But we've sent out a ton. This is just January, and if do y'all see what I handed out? Okay, the first page is just California, and of course it's broken down into four areas: Southern, Central Coast, and Central Valley, and Northern California. And you can see the different responses that we got from fulfillment and how they broke down into different geographical locations. But the interesting thing, if you turn the page and see the second one, are the rest of the states and how the responses from our advertising have gone throughout the United States as a total. And it came out to be almost 1,100 fulfillments for January. It's just amazing. And we're sitting on about 2,000 or more that are going to be out in another couple of weeks. And more coming in. I get the response from my BlackBerry, and I mean, it's just buzzing. It's great, absolutely great. So, and then, of course, if you didn't understand the abbreviations some of them, geographical areas, we divide them up, and then on the last pages is what the abbreviations are for the different states. Most of us should know that, but there was one there I wasn't quite sure. So this report, I hope, is beneficial. I'm going to continue to do this as they come in, and it just really does show how it's effective and how John's advertising has been effective. And you guys, the job that we're doing here is actually working.
And Peter, you're saying that the fulfillments are up significantly without just intuitively.
10 times.
10 times. Oh, good.
6 to 10 times. It's unbelievable. And they're just coming in.
Peter, just for someone who's new on the board, fulfillment, that means what?
There's a couple of different kinds. Fulfillment basically is when there's an ad in a magazine, and there's a punch card in the back of all the advertisers in the magazine. They pull that, and it's really a postcard, and you just punch out things. It goes back to the magazine, like Sunset. Sunset collects them and then sends us, not labels, they used to do that, now we have to create our own labels, but they send us a spreadsheet of a list of all of the people who are inquiring and what they're inquiring and where they're, you know, what state they're or city they're coming from. So we take all of that, make labels, stuff what they're asking for, and then send them out. And we are turning this around. As they come in, we're doing it because we pre-printed thousands of requests for fulfillment, so they're just sitting there now, and we're pulling them in. Plus, I don't. Sometime in the course of the meeting, I like to go over what happened at the LA trade show and the significance there. Should I maybe talk about that briefly? Is that
sure?
And our people spoke to 2,100 people. That is literally almost 8 to 10% of the whole show that came in there came through our booth. And the difference is how you work the booth. There was San Bernardino, and there was another one locally that was we were sandwiched in between. We were three deep, and they were sitting in their chairs. But the difference is they're sitting in their chairs. You know, I mean, we were out in the front bringing people in, and even as old as our display is, it brings them in. People want to take pictures of it. They talked about it. I mean, it's amazing. It's an antique, but by golly, the picture just brings them in. And Jim and his thing, I'm excited because the numbers are just fantastic. And we went through everything. I mean, typically we go through 1 or 2 pounds of taffy. Went through, you know, 3 or 5 pounds. I mean, we brought thousands and thousands of information packets. They went in a day and a half. Our visitor, our little visitor pamphlet, the 8 pages that we use as fulfillment, 1,000 were gone like that. This is what they're looking for. It was great, absolutely great. That's what I have.
Thank you, Peter. John?
Well, hopefully that's a foreboding of a good summer and spring, because I think people have some pent-up demand. I mean, they haven't done a lot with their travel dollars, so hopefully they'll look at the value and come up here. I think we're going to hopefully see that. I was going to call on, since we're talking about ad response, and I'll call on Rick to do the website overview, and then I just have a couple other things to talk about. Speaking of the website, I guess the big news is that we've gone live, and I'm glad to say that we made our deadline of by the next meeting. We barely made that by going live yesterday. But I want to thank the website subcommittee for all the work that they did, and the board as well. The site will never be done. You know, we're always going to continue to enhance it, and we're actually on phase two now of trying to get some additional things done. But I'm working on getting the Jackrabbit rep. Either if I can't get him to physically come here, I'm going to do a conference call, and then we'll get our website subcommittee together to ask those questions, because I think it was smart for us not to wait, because I have a feeling that there's going to be some issues that he'll face as far as how to mine the reservations, and people who don't have websites, we're going to have to address all those things. And I'm not saying that's going to be a bad thing, but that's reality that we'll have to go through. So rather than hold up our site that's done now, I think we made the right decision.
Back page, and what we're going to do is see, we do track TOT. You're going to see the whole county for 16 years of TOT.
Oh, nice.
So that kind of
thank you
is a fun thing to do. To explain, if you look and see 208 in the last column, that is the fiscal year that ends in 2008, so it's actually, in my world, it's 207/2008, ending in June 30th of 2008. This data is always lagging behind, it, and as we know with TOT numbers, it kind of changes too. So this is from Dean Runyon Associates, and then I put my own little tag on it there. In 2006 was the best numbers that I had for the total number of rooms available in the county, and at that point in time it showed that you had 891 rooms. I need to update that as we go, because it's always nice to see what percentage of the total county rooms you have against the total percentage of the TOT that you produce, to see if you're kind of staying even, underperforming or overperforming. So that's something we thought you would be interested in. You don't usually get to see that all in one place. You know, you're tracking your own TOT. Interesting enough, just as an outsider looking at it, you guys were always in fourth place for a very long time until Paso built some more rooms. You know, now you're in fifth place. But you're in the second tier of the county, kind of. But hopefully you find that useful. So back to the report.
Rick, well, I was just going to ask you, so you can see, though, that it looks like that Morro Bay did pick up in 2007 and going into 8.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, this does not show the recession period, you know.
Right.
So you figure it ended in, you know, June 30th of 2008. So we've got the, you know, 208, 209, you know, to go, and the 209, 210. But I'll update that as I get the data. We track the TOT for a lot of different businesses in the area, so thought you'd be interested in that. If you got any questions on what you're looking at before we go on.
Very cool.
No, super useful information, though. Thank you.
Anytime, Joe. So the regular report that we're customizing for you is the two pages on top of that, you know, Mike, when you stopped me going out the door the last time, you said, hey, Rick, do this. And so you can look down on the second page where it started off with, and then we got 27 keywords. So I looked at February's data to date, and you're averaging about 392 visitors a day, which you were when we started tracking this. You were at about 250. So, you know, we're going definitely in the right direction. In the analytics that John sent you, it showed you that there was a 21% increase in the last 30 days over the prior 30 days. So, you know, the other thing that I'd like to point out is that we've now got some dynamic data on your new website. We now have the current weather. We have weather forecast. We have the surf report and tides. We have monthly tides. We have a daily tide search. All that dynamic data is new to you, and we built pages to house it all that'll definitely be searchable. And from our experience, especially in Pismo Beach along the coast, those are very important issues to make, help you in aid buying decisions. If I want to kayak the back bay, I want to do it with the tides high. I need to know that knowledge, you know. And so now that's all available. And so we added 6 new pages of dynamic content that is going to be, you're going to show up very high in the searches as soon as the Googles of the world spider the site and index it. So hopefully you enjoy that. So that's always fun to add.
Hey Rick, how is that cam doing? Don't you have a cam?
The cam is over here. He does the cam. So.
Okay. And is that on the website now?
Yeah, the cam is there. That's on the top link up there. If he brings it up, you can see along the top. There's the cams right there. Next to that is the weather, and then the surf and tides report. So. So unless you have some questions, that's about all I got. Going in a good direction.
Just a couple. Yeah, it's good direction. But a couple of questions. I don't know if it's been on the list, but are we going to look at pay-per-click and discuss that now? The only pay-per-click I would recommend is that we call ourselves the official lodging website of Morro Bay and do that pay-per-click. Because right now, if you look at Google searching, if you go and search Morro Bay hotels, you get a lot of TripAdvisor. We're sending them to third party, you know, online travel agents, things like that. So if we have one site that says it's the official site of Morro Bay, the customers will click on that. It'll help the restaurants. It'll help the hotels. That would be the only search that I would recommend.
I think what we did was and we're at that stage now because we talked about going live.
Hotels, we come in on the second page still, which is great because we were on the fourth page. Yeah. Also,
just Morro Bay, though, you come up first.
Yeah.
When you just put in Morro Bay. You're coming up first.
But generally, the search terms for customers seeking lodging is...
With the hotels with it.
But actually, in your lodging, if you look at the search terms that are used on the lodging page, still Morro Bay and Morro Bay CA is still number one. You know, we're making some headway with Morro Bay Lodging, Morro Bay Hotels in Morro Bay, but it still seems like that's what's the key term that's coming up. You're picking up those secondary, what I call secondary searches, when people think of hotels, Morro Bay, and Morro Bay Hotels. We're slowly rising in that, but the search volume is still not anything compared to the Morro Bay searches just alone. So, you know, it's all going to be additive eventually into this.
And then on the referring URLs, there's two, I guess, European. What is that? The California Tour.
Yeah,
.de, is that German?
That's German.
And then the CA is that Canada?
Which search?
Morrobay.ca.us. What is that?
That's your city website.
Oh, that's our.
That's what I guess is the city website.
City website. Oh,
right.
Yeah. So, and also now, one of the things to notice, you'll notice way down at the bottom, San Luis Obispo Vacations.com. That is the San Luis City BID. So there's some link in there that's linked from them to you.
That's good.
I mean, we're paying for it, so I would hope, yeah. I have just one more question. I don't know if this is the appropriate time, maybe, but this summer is going to be historic European travel throughout California because of the dollar exchange rate. 2007 was a huge year for European travel, but the hotels were up 40% in average rate over previous years. So some of the people that I've been talking to are all preparing for a big European push. So I don't know what we would do. I know what I'm doing at a single unit level, but I don't know what we would do as a city level to try to leverage that. And I guess we could put that on the agenda for John to try to figure out.
Sure. I think we should look at that. We have quite a bit of dollars that are still in the contingency fund that we could maybe put toward that effort, too.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody around the table do much European stuff?
You know, being a Best Western is one of our properties. We've had a lot. We've already started seeing a lot of it. In fact, consider as a board, because I think we need to get out. A lot of them come to see the castle. They're coming along the Highway 1. So we need to let them know, hey, we're here. Stop here. Stay here when you go see the castle. So I really think we should look into that.
John, did you want to talk about the mobile proposal?
Yeah, I was going to say that. Also, too, I think what we ought to look at, and we've seen that the California site, visitcalifornia.com, is, even though that's a state site, that does a lot of international fulfillment. So we might look at an online campaign, because we did do an online campaign, and you can see where that has become, you know, one of our top referring URLs. And that might be a way to sort of do both duties. I mean, to get the domestic traveler, but also get that international traveler, too. And I'll just pass this out. I mean, I think, I don't know if everybody's seen it or not, but this is our ad that's in the state guide. So I think that, and this just came out, and as everybody recalls, we were able to get San Francisco's position. Rack rate on that was like $45,000. We got it for, I think, $22,000, and the city promotions paid a portion of that as well. But I just want to mention that while we're on the subject of the international. But, yeah, Rick, if you want to go through, and here's a copy. As everyone recalls, we talked about the .mobi and working our site, designing it for the cell phones, and so we have a little presentation for you on that, of what that would take to make that happen.
Okay.
Go for it, Rick.
Okay, I just wait watching the ladies look at the ad. This is for your .mobi website. We showed you a prototype the last time we were here. This is, and you requested a proposal. The domain name was gomorrobay.mobi. We've secured that. It's basically, when you have a mobile domain name, it's got to be text in, so you want to keep it as short as possible, and morrobay.mobi was not available. So, and I don't want to put any punctuations in there. I don't know about you with texting, but I'm not good at finding where the punctuation marks are on. So we settled on gomorrobay.mobi. I mean, if there's something else that you come up with, we can sure go out and see if it's available. But you want to keep it as short as possible, for because the only way to get it in is through texting. Digital West Networks is where we host most of the websites that I work on. Hosting cost is $25 a month. Content, we're proposing a list of ongoing events, plus the feature events and an active link to each one of those where appropriate. The contact us would go to the chamber and visitor center's contact information. You can see the cost for above. Additional items to consider if you wanted a dining guide, that would include, you know, dining categories, and same thing as the hotels, an address and an active link. Things that you can do later on would be hotel directions. A link to add the hotel listings to a cell phone contact list. If you've got a smartphone right now, that works. My cell phone, which is an old LG here, that does not work, but more and more people are going to smartphones. And then mobile coupons or specials. One of the things that we're working on is the ability to basically come into your restaurant or your thing and show you the cell phone. Here's my coupon that I've downloaded. Here it is. There's other technology that we'll talk about sometimes later when it becomes more appropriate that you'll be able to scan what's on my phone, or I'll be able to scan what's on a print ad that you put out someplace and come in and show you that. It's called QR codes if you want to do a little investigating of it. So anyway, that's kind of it in a nutshell. Questions on it? We're just to give you a rundown too, Pismo Beach, gopismo.mobi. Has got 40,000 visitors in its first year of using, you know. So, you know, that was a lot more than John and I would have predicted, but it's just that so many people are using their cell phones because they always got it in your pocket.
I have a question, not being too familiar with the Mobi. How do people know?
That's a good question, Michelle. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, I didn't answer that. Okay, how we get that out there? First of all, there's mobile search engines. There's Google that's doing it. But the best way to get it out right off the bat is you do something on the front page of your morrobay.org saying, take Morrobay, you know, this is John Stein, but I'll make it up. Take Morrobay with you on your cell phone. Text into your browser, you know, your cell phone browser, go morrobay.mobi. And that's how we got them at Pismo, and that's how the hotel websites that I do that also have a mobile component. It's basically, here it is, here's the link, take it with you, you know.
So then you just go to your browser and type in gomorrobay.mobi.
You bring up, I mean, how many of you all have data plans on your cell phones? You know, so what you do is you, whatever it is, you just bring it up under your favorites or under your web browser and text in, you know, gopismo.mobi or whatever, gomorrobay.mobi, and then save it as your favorites, and then you can bring it up.
Yeah, you know, once this is in place, put it on the ads, and then also on our website itself, because what we can say when you come to Morro Bay, make sure, you know, you stay in touch with us on your cell phone, and just have that as part of the website as well. And I would recommend, you know, we gave you two options, but I think the dining guide would be important, because a lot of people, when they're in a city, they're looking up the restaurant, or they see a restaurant, they're going to call and make the reservation right on their cell phone. So I think that would be important. And we have the budget to do this. I mean, we're under budget on our website, so this could be another component to that.
And that's just a one-time cost, the $1,800.
Right.
$25 a month after that?
Yeah. Well, it's $25 for storage.
Storage.
It has nothing to do with it. It's just storage, like a right. Mini storage place. And mm-hmm. Then whatever updates, you know, in other words, if Joan changes her contact information on morrobay.org, we would have to get it over on gomorrobay.mobi. But one of the things that's cool is you're leveraging this fairly quickly. From what we were able to find out, John and I know, is that there's only two or three CVBs type entities in all of the state of California that's got a separate mobile component to it. So
we're
it's still
edge.
Pretty much open. You can trap a lot of people that way.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's going to get them. I think getting them on that billboard would also do it. I would like to see us start with, in my mind, it's no-brainer to start with the 1800 and then for the restaurants getting added, maybe we could ask the community promotions, because promoting restaurants is a little bit out of our, I mean, doing a direct promotion for them is a little bit out of what our somebody else.
I think basically it's like we're putting $1,800 in. They're taking a portion of the city part, which is technically what promotions is for, is to advertise for the city.
Absolutely.
Whereas we're doing the lodging, and we're taking, you know, technically almost $2,000 to their, you know, $500 if you want to round. So, you know, we're really taking a bulk of that, you know, four times what they would pay, in essence. So I think I would make a motion that we go forward and move to do this Moby thing. I think it's would be ridiculous.
Just as another question before, on the restaurant side, is content have the same valuation in Moby as it does in websites? Because customer usage is important. If customers are going and they've got to go to the site for Moby to book their hotel room, but then they want to book their restaurant and are frustrated with that, that's sort of, you know, that's because we all know they come
and sit there and say, click on Mexican food or something, fine food or something like that. Call them up and say, hey, how's the line? You know, do I need to make a reservation? Can I bring my party of four right over right now? That's how I usually see the dining part. But as far as overall usage, will be much massive in area in the hotel, and the dynamic content, checking the tides, checking the weather, because you'll pick up a lot of locals that way, and people that are here for just a short period of time will come in.
Since we have a restaurateur here.
Yeah, I would say, since it's just, I mean, $450 in the big picture is really nothing, I would ask that we would just have that in there as well. I mean, it's not, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I agree.
As city promotions, just to give you a perspective, I mean, they're running out of money pretty quickly.
I was just going to say, John, you sit on
the budget.
Where's their budgeting thing at? I think that if they have a budget issue, I think we should do it. They helped us out at the beginning when we started up. It's like you're saying, $450.
And
kind
plus
of all
it would be another
together.
Month again. We would have to wait until they meet again, and be another delay.
Let me ask you, do you take a lot of calls like that, out of curiosity, you know, like somebody going down the road, or I'm, you know.
Well, people will call and ask, is there a wait, or do we need to make reservations? I don't know if they're calling from this, but we do get a lot of calls like that, especially on Fridays and Saturdays, Sundays, because people don't like to wait. They'll call.
3-day weekends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see. We had a motion on the table. Do you want to amend your motion?
Yeah, I would make a motion that we approve the GoMoreObey.Moby with the $1,800 plus the $450, as well as the $25 per month, to go ahead and move forward with the .Moby site.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion on that or questions? No? Well, then let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Motion passes unanimously. Rob?
I had another item away from the website. If you could put this up, Bob. In looking at the billboard, I went by it during the day, and I also went by it at night, and I wasn't happy with the way it turned out, frankly, with the logo. So I was able to get the billboard company to eat most of the cost, because I think part of it was sort of related to their production, but also I'll assume responsibility for the design. It's really difficult sometimes when you look at it on the screen. I mean, I think we all looked at it and approved it. But sometimes simple is best, and so we took the pictures out. And I'm not sure if it's up yet, but design on the board with the deal that I made with the billboard company, because it was an issue with what was existing there. So that, you know, that's why it still stayed pretty much the same. Plus, I had approval from the board that this was the design. So I hopefully you'll. It's okay. I went ahead with this because
yeah, this is design.
Like
this is it then, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's this will. This is if it's not up, it'll be up in the next couple of days.
Yeah, it looks great.
I have a question for you since they're going out there to put that up, and we previously discussed putting the morobay.org on there. I guess what would it take to get the .Moby on there, and what do you estimate the cost to be?
Probably what would be best is to try to get the guy that does the installations when he's down here to either have it painted on the vinyl rather than do a brand new vinyl. And I can find out how we could facilitate that. I don't think it would cost that much to do that.
Or that pop-up that you do above the Morro Bay one, the extension.
Well, we could certainly do an extension. Extension might be the best way to go, frankly.
Because that seems to make, that would
make sense. And extensions, basically, they're a cost per square foot. In fact, that's what I would recommend, because they, it's a one-time cost, and it's basically whatever the cost of the extension. I would imagine to be probably like $500, and then the cost to install it. But what we could do then is, for whatever reason, if we ever changed it, you know, we do that for Avila. The board, you know, right when you're going into Avila, we put Fish and Farmers Market up, and when Fish and Farmers Market's done, they take it off and put it behind the board, and then when spring comes, it sits there that whole time and then gets put back up. So I can come back with a cost on that and the design of how that would look.
That would be great, because I think that that would be, I think if we're going to do this, which we just said we were, that it would be important to get that out there. And
I think extensions are the best way to go, because you increase the size of your board and you only have to pay for it once.
Right. It makes it kind of pop a little more too, because it's extending out, so it pops a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of cool.
Okay, let us know.
Okay, and then I just wanted to pass this around. This is the CCTC, Central Coast Tourism Council. This is the best job I've ever seen them do. I think this is really a clean directory, and Peter will attest to this. We take this to the trade shows. We like take this to Sunset, and it's one that a lot of people like to look at. It's a great map, but you can see Morro Bay is in here, and we supplied them with advertorial. We have an ad in here as well, but the advertorial turned out real nice, so I'll just pass that around for everybody's reference. Thank you. And then finally, I did send out a few. He sends them to us at this point. So clipping services used to cost about $1,000 a month. Now they're down to a couple $100s, because you don't have to physically. In the old days, they literally would take a bunch of people with a newspaper and scissors and cut them out and then mail them to you. With the internet, obviously that's not necessary now. They find the article, they email it to you, and it was a recommendation by your subcommittee that we look at a clipping service and take that pretty serious to find that, have that service done for us. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we will then move on to D, Hotel Packaging Subcommittee Report. Sorry, my voice.
We decided at the last meeting that I was going to write a letter to all the hotel people, all the hotel owners in Morro Bay and managers, on our package that we discussed, Full Moon Half Price, and I think it went out. Did it go out?
Well, actually, I was going to, we agreed to put the, it went out, and then there was really no discussion, and then it came back that we want, I think Michelle mentioned that she wanted to put the dates in, so I have those dates. And what I was going to do is, Joan had a good idea, what I want to do is combine going live, send out that message. We have a brand new website, please check it out, and in addition, we'd like to have you participate in this hotel package.
Okay, so great. And I guess the next step is for Peter and I to get together, and we'll, I don't know if you saw the letter, Peter, but I've got a copy here for everybody to.
So, Peter, that letter will be changed just to include all the dates, and I have the dates for Mike now, so I'll put all the, I think that was a good call, because people want to know when that offer would take place.
And then I guess the next step would be Pete and I will meet on this and then try to work with you, John,
right,
to come up with what then, what, you know, the details for the website, and then maybe a e-blast and a press release and all that other stuff.
Sounds good.
Just one thing. I think I sent you on the email, too. The morrobay.org is spelled wrong. So be sure to check that on the.
Thanks.
Okay.
Cool. And that was it from our subcommittee report.
I just had one other thing to add to that. We got word that Westways is going to cover the Kite Festival, and so that'll be in the March issue, which should be out right now. Peter's group worked with us on that too. Rick Carr gave them information as well. But in the Wort Peters events, like the Chili, you know, especially the new ones, really need that extra push PR wise. So we're doing that as well. So we have a whole calendar now established for that.
Good. Thank you very much. And the Creative Subcommittee did not meet.
Pardon me?
creative subcommittee?
No.
Did not meet, unless somehow I wasn't there. And the trade show subcommittee, we did not meet either. And public relations subcommittee, was there additional reporting there?
No, we just want to make sure. I just had part of that subcommittee report should just be an update on the press releases. So I don't know. I guess where are we on press releases?
Well, Peter, is it true that we're not going to get the tall ships? Is that what I heard?
That is true. The problem is where they ended up. They didn't end up where their docking or their port is in a different location. Now they're pulled out. So I'm not sure when they're going to come back. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really.
Yeah, we've been working them for over a year.
Are they still on the West Coast?
I don't think so. It's uncertain exactly where they were at. I mean, where they ended up.
The reason I asked that was like our next press release to do. So we're working on a kind of a spring travel release, and then also moving on to the next event. But we did get a kite release out, and that's underway. And that, I think, again, with the Westways, we'll get some nice coverage for that event. And I think it's probably appropriate. We'll have the PR subcommittee meet again. We could kind of refine that calendar then. And
okay, so we'll call another meeting prior to our March meeting.
Yeah, if that works with you guys.
Yeah, it's good for me.
Great, thank you for all your hard work. We'll accept all of those reports, and we will move to 5, unfinished business, which I do not see any unless somebody did not notify. And then we'll move to 6, new business. Okay, and first on our new business is a presentation from O'Donnell Wayne regarding the Savor the Central Coast Sunset event that will be in October. And for that, thank you.
I did this morning as well, so.
You felt like you knew us.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah, some of you have seen this presentation a couple times. The Sunset Savor the Central Coast is co-presented by Sunset Magazine and the San Luis Obispo Visitors and Conference Bureau. My company, O'Donnell Wayne, is managing this event for the Conference Bureau. The program is a 4-day event. It's September 30th through October 3rd, 2010. Starts Thursday night, September 30th. We're working with the Downtown Association in San Luis Obispo to kind of do an event around the Farmers Market, which will kind of end at a VIP reception in front of the Fremont Theater. We're going to close the street and have a big kind of VIP party there. Friday, we start with our culinary tours. We're looking at doing tours throughout the county, aquaculture tours, and harvest tours and kind of olive oil tours up in Paso. We're also doing 2 events that night, one winemaker dinner in the Mission Plaza and a big gala event announcing the Sunset Western Wine Awards, which is the first time they've done a gala event around the awards. Saturday and Sunday is our kind of our main event up at Santa Margarita Ranch. There's many components to the event. The first one on the list is the Central Coast Pavilion. It's a 20,000 square foot tourism related tent. Sunset will also be doing a grand tasting of their Western Wine Award winners there. And then we're pairing that in a tasting format with hotel chefs. There will also be a big bookstore component there as well. The tourism components there will be more interactive. For example, Pismo Beaches is a major sponsor, and they want to, for their sponsorship dollars, they want to build a beach. So, and then we're also working with Volvo, who's a major sponsor on the Sunset side. So we may park an ATV on kind of the back of a dune. So it's bigger, more interactive tourism displays than just more of a trade show format. Chef and Winemaker Central, we're doing the Farmers Market Meal is a way for consumers to talk to farmers. Chefs will take consumers through the Victory Garden, pick vegetables, talk about herbs and stuff, come back, shop the farmers market, and then actually prepare a meal at the culinary stage. So kind of a, how do you shop a farmers market? What do you do with this stuff? You know, so, and the Farm Bureau is going to have farmers on site to walk people through that. Central Coast Marketplace, this is kind of our winery component. 150 wineries from the five counties of the Central Coast, Santa Cruz to Ventura, and 15 chefs paired in kind of a tasting format. I had a little drawing done of the concept of this. It's kind of a bistro-style format with kind of tables and umbrellas down the middle. The All Aboard up at San Margarita Ranch, there is a light gauge steel train that runs around the ranch, so that'll be running. Grover Beach actually sponsored that, so because of where the train stopped. We're working with Cal Poly to do kind of a backyard chicken coop concept, again, connecting the consumers with kind of where their food comes from, and so this whole culinary component. And then there will be a kind of the best food cart area where you can go and buy a hamburger. So if you're tired of having little tastes of stuff, you can go and sit down and have lunch, you know. The harvest tours and culinary tours will operate both on Saturday and Sunday as well as Friday. And then on Saturday night, we're doing winemaker dinners throughout the county. We're planning 10 different winemaker dinners. There will be a big one in Paso that night for 150 to 200 people. And then most of the other ones are 40 to 50 people. And each of the counties, Santa Cruz, Monterey, Santa Barbara, and Ventura will all have their own dinners. Sunday evening, we're doing a big finale at Avila Beach Golf Resort. We'll know who the concert will be is on April 1. This event will be the end of the Golf Resort's concert series for the year. So we're trying to get a really big headliner for that. We are working with the Morro Bay Harbor Festival on some marketing support. We're going to give them a banner ad at the VCB website, as well as the SaverCentralCoast.com website. If that works out, they have to run that by sunset. We're also running a transportation this tour along Central Coast. There will be two different cooperative ads, one for wineries and one for hotels to buy into. Our major push with Sunset is going to start in July. They wanted to wait until after their celebration weekend to do the major push on this event so that consumers weren't confused about the two events. They're putting about $1 million worth of advertising behind this event to sell tickets. They're going to do a special supplement probably in the September issue to keep this going. So. This is our first ad that we're running in the VCB Visitor's Guide. Just want to show that to you. Sponsorship opportunities start at $1,000. So you can sponsor everything from a culinary tour up to something on site, like the music stage. We've been working with a lot of people to do this kind of a la carte menu, depending on what people wanted to do and how to best promote the different cities. There is in your packet, there's a added value package with tickets and tickets to VIP receptions. And at different sponsorship levels, you get a certain amount of tickets plus kind of where ads would be placed and how would we would represent Morro Bay and those things. Sponsorship opportunities. At $10,000, you can, of course, put together kind of an a la carte thing. We are working, the unincorporated county T-Bid is going to be a major sponsor, and they're probably going to do a kind of a major booth in the Central Coast Pavilion, so it might be good to have Morro Bay as part of their booth as well, if we could work that out. we could feature Morro Bay photos on the web and in our ads. As you can see with our first ad, we kind of chose really generic pictures. So there's some opportunity to kind of buy one of those slots if you're looking for impressions kind of thing. We're also working with Silverado to do some to wrap a couple of their buses that run between here and the LAX airport. At 25,000, we can get an ad on the Central Coast, Save the Central Coast site that links back to a Morro Bay site. And then you can also choose to that kind of connection. We are also looking for a sponsor for the glass. I have somebody that wants first right refusal on that, but that is still available right now. So, next steps, we can really put together whatever package you think would fit the T-bid going forward, and we're here to work with you, and we hope you'll be part of our team.
Okay, so with that, I think we can go to, questions. Right, yeah, no questions, of
see,
course.
I assume that you've all seen my presentation before.
Well, there's definitely some questions. Can you zip back a few slides for me backwards to, sponsorship starts at $1,000. When you say sponsor a culinary tour, can you tell me what you mean by that?
To sponsor a culinary tour, the culinary tours are they're a la carte. So when a consumer goes to the website to buy a ticket, they'll buy a ticket to the main event, and then there will be a bunch of options for culinary tours, for winemaker dinners, for the gala. And the seminars. So each of those components will have their own kind of descriptor. So it's kind of the least expensive way to get kind of Morro Bay on the website. So that's what the culinary component is.
Okay.
And then we would provide transportation, and then I've also have some money in there to cover some food costs.
Okay. And then what if we wanted to somehow get feet on the floor in Morro Bay with a tour that was directed towards Morro Bay, perhaps?
Yeah, we talked about that a little this morning, about doing something to the oyster, right, to the oyster beds.
Okay.
The Friday tours are a little longer duration, so they're a four-hour tour, kind of starting in the morning and ending with kind of a lunch component. And then the Saturday-Sunday tours are a short duration to get people to the tour and then back to the event site kind of as the event starts.
Okay. And those are listed where in this kind of...
With the tours?
Menu of sponsorship that you goes all...
Something that's special about the Central Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is on the Friday list as something that I wanted to add as a tour. So as I'm in front of people, I'm saying, this is in your backyard, I'd like to add this as a tour kind of thing.
And can you tell me, and I don't know, I'm sure it probably hasn't been completely set yet, but the feature or the gala dinner that's taking place on Friday evening at
San Margarita Ranch?
The Friday evening, isn't it at the Mission Plaza?
No, there's two events happening that night, one at the Mission Plaza and then one at the Santa Margarita Ranch.
Okay.
So the Santa Margarita Ranch event is the gala dinner. It's a higher ticket price. I think we're going to price those tickets at $175 to $250. And then the winemaker dinner is around $130 ticket price. And it's just to give people two opportunities at different ticket pricing. The goal of setting this event initially was to get consumers here from Thursday through Sunday. So that was really that's why we've kind of scheduled these kind of come to the Thursday opening night, stay for the fireworks, you know, so that's kind of how we're positioning it.
Okay, and then I have two more questions.
Okay.
The first one is, and I'd like you to give a little bit more specific detail so I can understand what the county BID is doing, and how when you say they're touring or bringing people down Highway 1, how that would work if they skipped us, or exactly what they're doing there.
Yeah, that's they haven't. That's in planning. So the unincorporated county TBID, they want to hold the glass. So they're the sponsor. They say when we presented it to them, they said, okay, we're going to commit to $35,000, hold the glass for us, but we're also going to talk about giving you another up to $20,000 to build out a tourism display. So, which would possibly include a video tour of the Central Coast with a big video wall, and then, you know, kind of a, again, these tourism displays are a little bigger than kind of just an average trade show thing. And for me, it seemed a little funny because they kind of come to just outside of Morrow, and then they hop over to Avila. So in my discussions with them, if you guys were interested in being part of their display, then I would present to them, hey, Morrow's also interested in
TV on it, and
so Pismo. So they wanted to, they gave us a $25,000 sponsorship, and for that, the only thing they wanted was a major tourism display. So I'm helping them to design. I know they travel with a small tourism display, but I'm helping them design something that's a little more major. So the concept is to basically build a sand dune, and then build a kind of a pier style tasting bar in front of that, and then have a Woody and a couple surfboards, and then so they would work kind of this this big tourism component. We're also talking on the back side of the dune of doing, some people like this, some people don't, doing little remote control ATVs so people can go and like play with the ATVs on the, just to get people attracted to the booth, get people standing around the booth, because if there's a couple of people standing at a booth, that more people will kind of want to say what's going on, you know, so it's just a part of, so we're working with them to create kind of a happening at the, in the tourism component.
And so are you helping the county to build their display as well,
yes.
The county BID?
Yeah, so I'll help them if they want to do the video, to book the talent to do the video. I'll help them conceptualize kind of what that is, and then, you know, just in the context of the whole event. So all of these tourism displays kind of go together. Another example is we're talking to Santa Barbara. They want to bring in full-size palm trees. So we want to, in placing them, I want to place them kind of behind Pismo Beach. So if you're standing at Pismo Beach, you're seeing the scene of the sand dune, maybe this ATV, but you're seeing these palm trees beyond that. So it gives you more interest, like, what's that over there? But it's still part of the overall look of the...
And so you're talking a lot about interactivity, bringing people in, and I'm not sure how the slideshow is going to be interactive enough to bring that in. And tell me, and I know this is like, come on, come up with it, but the Morro Bay component of that, what could we do with the festivals and the interesting things that we have, the oysters, the kite festivals, how could we draw that and kind of get attention within that county towards Morro Bay?
Probably like with the kite, if you want to focus on some festivals with the... And my most difficult thing in talking to people is this isn't, don't think of, it's not a typical trade show. So if you want to focus on the kite festival, or you want to focus on oysters, maybe as part of the marketplace concept, maybe we pair a chef with you who's cooking oysters, and we say, these oysters are from Morro Bay, this is where Morro Bay is, here's your brochure, you know. So there's a lot of different components that you can participate in.
But yeah. There are 10x10 booths available, correct?
They're not really booths. They're not booths.
But that you said that you had listed like for $2,500.
You can get it right. You get a 10x10 area, but I've been trying to get away from saying booths, because I think people then think when they walk in that there's going to be this designated 10-by-10 area.
But if Morro Bay wanted to do something on their own in a 10-by-10 area, that would be 2,500?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So and the other cities that are doing that are Atascadero. I think Arroyo Grande is going to do that. And Paso is going to have one as well.
May I ask one more question? I just there's two county based. You know, there's the county VCB who's a partner in this, and then there's the unincorporated. Is the county VCB going to have a display for the participants in the county or?
Yes. So the VCB will have. I think they have a 10-by-20 area.
And then Morro Bay would be obviously included in that since they're a member.
But the VCB, because the VCB is presenting this, the VCB booth is going to also be kind of the information booth. So it may, and they'll have their brochures and all that stuff out, but it may not be the best representation of.
Is this also the prices are plus production? So the $25,000 sponsorship that Pismo is doing is plus production costs, the sand and all the other crazy stuff.
In that budget, I have a budget for the production, so mm-hmm. Which is roughly 50%. So 50% of it goes to support the event and ticket sales overall, and 50% of that goes to actually produce this.
So the 25 includes production.
Correct.
Wow.
Great. So let me ask you then, when it's broken down at the end of the festival, we would be able to take most of the components with us because we've been talking about developing a new booth, and we might be able to take some of those components with us to develop into our traveling trade show, which would kind of get us out of, it looks like a cookie dough.
Yeah. So I'd love to work, if you just want a smaller booth space, then I would love to work with you, and this is what else is going on in the event, so that when consumers come, they don't get to your booth and go like, oh, this is a trade show booth. You see what I'm saying? I think mm-hmm. And that's why I've been explaining that kind of these bigger tourism components, because I don't want cities just to come in and just do their typical trade show booth, because it's gonna stand out as something that's funny, and people I think will just pass them by. Atascadero wants to do a couple tents and stuff because they do this tent city for their colony days. So it's things like, so they want to push, they're pushing their cultural tourism, so everybody has a kind of a different angle that they're pushing.
Give me an idea of traffic. That's what your expectations is on traffic coming in for this.
We at San Margarita Ranch, we'll have we're selling 4,000 tickets per day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll sell out through the 4 days, we'll probably have 10,000 people.
Mm-hmm. And it's obviously a drive time event because it's, so what do you think you're going to get with any kind of people staying over for the multiple day passes that aren't local? Any idea on that? Or?
Well, I think with
from your history or something.
Yeah, Sunset is putting so much. They're putting so much advertising behind this that I think people will come in for the multiple days. I mm-hmm. expect most people will come in on Friday and do something on Friday and then stay Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or
And you mentioned Santa Barbara. So how are you defining Central Coast? It's, we only think of it as San Luis Obispo, but you're going from where to where?
The Central Coast, as defined by the California, is the tourism, the overall tourism California is from Santa Cruz to Ventura. So it's Santa Cruz, Monterey, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura. So in the marketplace, there will be winery components from those five counties, and then there will be tourism displays from those five counties as well.
So let me ask, there are other beach communities, and we know what Santa Barbara is doing. How about Ventura and Santa Cruz?
Ventura and Santa Cruz, they haven't really seen display, so that would be kind of the Monterey component. So it wouldn't really come through the T-bid, it would come through the Monterey Bay Aquarium. And they want to partner with the Seafood Watch, and Central Coast Seafood is also coming in as a partner. So we're going to, for chef demos and stuff, so we're going to combine those if it comes together like I hope it does, we'll combine those three components. And I know Monterey Bay Aquarium is talking to Cindy Paulson, who is a, well, she was on Top Chef. She's a big, she has a bunch of restaurants up in Napa. So we're talking to her about coming down and signing books and being part of it as well.
But just a couple of things. One, you said there's a shuttle between Morro Bay and Santa Margarita Ranch.
Right.
It would be great to have a package for hotels. You bring them in here and shuttle them back and forth and enhance it with a harbor festival. If we're going to compete against people coming in, why not? The other comment that I have is, the culinary smoked oysters, who doesn't love those, and combine it with our local avocado growers. Great combination.
When is the Harbor Festival? Is it on the Saturday or Sunday? Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday.
I'd get out of the way of that, whoever's on the Harbor Festival board here. This is going to be tough.
I'm not on the Harbor Festival board, but I just want to keep in mind that if whatever we do with this event, I think we need to keep in mind that the Harbor Festival is going on at the same time as well, so we should think about, I'm not sure if they're going to ask us to do anything, but we might want to keep in mind, supporting that as well. And I think the shuttle between the Harbor Festival and this event is really important to, because there's going to be a whole load of people there that might be interested in coming either one of the 2 days that the Harbor Festival is going on. Right. Now, Josh, do you know, has the Harbor Festival, are they going to do any advertising besides this shuttle?
In John Summers has been in contact with Jim Sanders, who's their new president, mm-hmm. I guess. And they're going to be doing more local advertising, where our advertising is a little more is a little more broad. Okay. Our advertising will focus in Southern California through the celebration weekend that happens in Menlo Park. I think we'll capture the people. They're going to give us Central Coast courtyard, and we're going to try to combine the booths of people who are participating in Savor in another section to kind of cross promote. Mm-hmm. So we think we'll get the Northern California people there.
Anyways, my question for you is, can you tell me a little bit about your event, how it's, I mean, I understand the difference. The first thing is Harbor Festival is a family event. We have bounce houses out there, trains. It is really a family-friendly event. I mean, the Morro Bay cheerleaders take tickets, you name it. We've got, we're really gearing the marketing towards it being a family-friendly event. But your event, and correct me if I'm wrong, from what I understand, is a 21
yes,
and over event.
Yeah, even volunteers, everybody who enters the site will have to be 21.
And the tickets to the Harbor Festival are $8 and $10, I believe. And the tickets to your event start at?
The local discounted ticket is $75.
Per person.
Per day, per person, and a two-day pass for $130. I think with the a la carte menu, I think most tickets will average around $350.
So I would venture to say that what we're looking at is two different aspects of tourism that are coming into the county on the same weekend that can actually, in my mind, they can actually enhance each other. I think that, we have, having the opportunity to have a shuttle between the two events could cover any crossover that we have for tourists that are kind of geared towards both. But since you can't have, since nobody under 21 is going to put boots on the floor at that event.
The other difference, too, I think, is Sunset's gearing their advertising towards Northern California and Southern California. Mm-hmm. And the Harbor Festival gets a lot of people from the Valley, Fresno, Bakersfield, Visalia.
I agree with you. That's true.
There. So there are, I think these two events can really, enhance each other. But I just want to make sure that this board, supports both events.
Yeah, good point.
I have a question. Will at the Savor event, will there be tickets? Will you be selling Harbor Festival tickets over there? Or will someone be selling Harbor? If we've got this shuttle over there, will there be tickets?
Well, we probably won't. We can't sell tickets to the Harbor Festival at the Sunset event, but I think you sell tickets at the Harbor Festival. So right. As people come, we would,
Will there be
the ticket price for a Harvard Festival is?
My question, I guess, is will there be some, I mean, obviously there's a shuttle coming to Morro Bay, but will there be some, did the Harbor Festival get a booth over there, or how, you know, this shuttle's to Morro Bay? The
finale is, won't be, you won't have to have purchased a ticket to the main event. So if somebody wanted to just come to the Harbor Festival, but just wanted to go to the fireworks and concert, they could also do that. So we're trying to... We're trying to be as kind of as open as possible. We recognized early that the Harbor Festival was going on, and we wanted to be a partner with them. You know, we have kind of agreed to move our event off this weekend next year. They wanted to wait and see how it worked, but we have to be, of course, ahead of the planning. So we may not be able to wait to see how it works. We may just move one weekend up next year, so to be off their weekend.
Okay, Josh, would you hang out for a little bit because we may have more questions? I'd like to open up for discussion amongst ourselves. I'm sure that we'll have more questions, so don't
worry. I have one.
What's our decision timeline here on this?
We're in planning. There's a, as you can see from the sponsorship list, there's things are moving fast.
Right.
You know, well, so people are as it's kind of coming down the funnel. So
yeah, as you know, bids meet monthly. They're precluded to discuss things as a group because of Brand Act, all that stuff. So what is your timeline when you want to have a decision on sponsorship levels?
As soon as possible.
Okay.
This is on the agenda, so we can actually make a decision on this today because it's on the agenda. I mean, I'm just saying if we're rushed on a timeline, we could.
I just had a comment relative to the marketing of it. I think that, and as Nick said, I think that the challenge, and I think we're up to it, is how we market this and look at this as a positive. I think that we have ads scheduled for Sunset in as we come up to the July. We'll be in a new budget by then as well. I think it's important that we, and I asked this question this morning, you know, how much of the Saver logo and the name can we use in our ads? Because I think the message is if you're coming, you know, to the Saver event, you don't miss Morro Bay. And we could even help the Harbor Festival by saying that there's another great activity occurring during that time. And the only thing that I would say from a marketing perspective, and I think Mike hit on this as well, and Joan, is that this is a highly upscale event. And my recommendation would be to do something, you know, in the 2,500 range, but obviously budget to do something special within that space and have it be match the alternative for them too.
I think that since the event happens in October, I would like to see us do something a little bit bigger to really get us some punch on the Central Coast. I think with this event here, we have a lot of people coming in and pulling, and the Harbor Festival I'm talking about, they're coming over from the Valley. They're heavily advertising in the Valley. And now we have the opportunity to open ourselves up the very same weekend to Northern and Southern California. And we have this huge event that we do here, and I think we need to do something to make ourselves pop over there, too.
Or we could just go with the county, the unincorporated area.
Well, that's true. We could go in with them, but I'm talking about even if we do that, to make ourselves stand out somehow within that, so that we're not just Blunton, but we actually stand out as well. And, you know, I don't see a problem with us taking, since the event is in October, in my mind, we pay part of it out now, and we pay part of it out from next year's budget, which comes after July 1st, in my mind. I think that that's a good way to split it and not take such a hard hit to our contingency budget right now, but be able to have some foresight that it's coming from our next year's budget, too. So we are going to have a tourism presence in Morro Bay that weekend because of the Harbor Festival. The question is, do we want to bring an oyster tour over, which Peter is very excited about oyster tours in general. I'm not talking about maybe that weekend. Excuse me, but he's very excited about them in general. So, do we want to bring one over? And if not, what do we want to do?
I think we really need to find out what the county's doing, too.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I think it would be nice. I agree. I think we need to definitely pop over there. I think we need to get people over there. We really want to get north-south traffic. I think that's something we've all been really pushing for. It is a high demographic, but why not go there? But I think we need to find out what the county's doing and see how we can maybe...
Yeah, I think partnering with the county T-bid is good for us because it will launch Morro Bay right into practically Big Stir's doorstep, right? So that's a great, that's the real jewel of the county is that Highway 1 drive, not the one off the 101. So we,
and it
seems like
we
want to do that.
It's not to say we can't maybe do $1,000.
Barbecued oysters or a good avocado. I mean, there's so many things that maybe these folks really don't know that we have, and to miss the opportunity to market that to these folks. And then, you know, why not? It would be kind of cool to have the $75 include an entrance to the Harbor Festival, too. And, you know, just enhancement.
I haven't heard anything either, too, about, you know, we've talked about oysters, which I guess is fish, but I haven't heard about, you know, we do the Fish and Farmers Market here, so that's also a marketplace event. Mm-hmm. So we need to maybe think about that when we're doing something as well and promoting that as well, because that's
a big... Could we work with, like, there are fishing villages along the California coast between Ventura and Santa Cruz. Is there a calming fishing organization for that? I know the Harbor Commission meets about that. There is a Central Coast...
Commercial Fishermen's Association?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't put them next to the people from the aquarium.
The Seafood Watch people, right?
Okay, so I think that we're all interested in opportunity. I mean, that's what it seems like. Like, we're all interested in opportunity to pair ourselves with Sunset. It's just, what level of opportunity are we interested in? So, go ahead.
What if we came up with a dollar amount that we were willing to fund, and then maybe have one of our subcommittees come up with a structure? Because I don't think we're going to be able to do that right here at this meeting.
I agree with
you. And we wouldn't have to wait to our next month's meeting to get something going.
I agree with you. I
yes.
Great minds think alike.
Well,
we have
the trade and that subcommittee.
We have a trade show subcommittee.
Right.
We could put
that under the trade show subcommittee, and then
we could meet with Josh. Do you want to go by Josh?
Josh.
Do you want to go by that or Mister? We could meet with Josh. And the trade show
maybe
subcommittee.
John and the subcommittee and mm-hmm. try to come up with something. I think that's a good suggestion.
And so what we then need to do is put a dollar amount to it. And again, I would like to see us develop a way to maybe take a portion of it, take a larger chunk out of it this year, and then supplement that on the back end with a smaller chunk.
Is this a multi-year event?
Yes. So
we're
doing this first year, and then Sunset is committed to kind of a three-year plan. So we're going to get through this first year, and then they're going to commit to the additional 2 years.
Were you talking about a week before next year? Is that what the idea?
The weekend prior.
Too early in September because the wineries can't really work.
Yeah, and this is we talked to several of the, like Stacy up in Paso, and said, you know, where should we position this event? And this was kind of.
I think the week after, there's nothing going on. The weekend after this one, there's nothing going on. It's Columbus weekend or something. But anyways.
You know, there's a big food and wine festival in New York on Columbus Day weekend.
Okay,
so,
there you go.
Also in San Francisco, so we're trying to stay off that weekend as well.
I still believe this could be, if it's marketed correctly, a positive.
Right. I agree.
For the Harbor Festival.
Well, and you've got completely different dollar amounts.
I wouldn't even want to change the date.
I would say stay on the date, and let me tell you why. The worst thing that could happen to the Harbor Festival, which is a food and wine event, is to have a food and wine event happen the weekend before it.
Right.
Exactly. Or the weekend after.
Right.
Back-to-back food and wine events.
Yeah.
So I would say stay on the date and let us share the wealth, in my mind.
So back to
the wealth.
Yeah.
Let's discuss.
I think as far as the dollar amount goes, I think we talked about $1,000 for a culinary and maybe $2,500 for another sponsorship or participating sponsorship. So if we did $3,500, is that something that the board
I think we should do
with?
A little more.
No. Why don't we let the committee? Why don't we let the committee decide on the exact what they're going to do, and then establish the ceiling. and make the ceiling somewhat robust so that, you know, we have some wiggle room in there. But if you spend to the ceiling, we'll take you in the back and beat you.
Well, and my feeling is you got Pismo doing, what, $25,000?
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, I say put us, you know, I would...
I'd be at $25,000.
Yeah, that's where I agree, too. That's where I feel.
I'd be in both feet. Otherwise, you're going to look like...
Yeah, either do it right or don't.
You're going to look like you have a trade booth.
Yeah, just go in both feet.
Sorry.
I'm not saying we spend it, but wouldn't it be cool if we did something like a beach, or maybe you could even try to figure out how to simulate kayaking rides out there or something like that. Or because I know Santa Margarita has a lake of some
sort. Birds were nature.
Or even, you know, casting a fishing line into the lake or something.
Avocado trees.
Back to avocados,
oyster booth.
Right?
I mean,
the nostalgia button.
Yeah.
The nostalgia button. There's a million things that...
Yeah.
So that would be a trade show subcommittee. What we need to settle on is a dollar cap.
Do we make a motion?
Or? I make a motion that we cap it at $25,000.
I second.
Okay, let's discuss that, everybody. Discussion? We'll start with Peter.
I think it's an opportunity.
We did is about $600,000 plus another $250,000 from the city budget. They can afford to do 25. I mean, I just want to make sure we have enough marketing to advertise in Sunset to the people of Sunset to come to Morro Bay, because you're going to do double duty. You're going to be able to sell Morro Bay and branding and all the things we would do anyway with Sunset, but then also encourage them to come to the event. And I'm not saying you wouldn't have the money left to not do that if you spent 25, but I think 25 is pretty ambitious considering what our budget is versus what the competition is.
It is, but I think he's saying it's a cap and it doesn't need to be spent up to $25,000. I think, but you know,
it's,
I can
it's
tell you,
guys, call. I mean, it's
where are we at in our contingency fund? Do I know with the promotions committee we used to always get kind of a budget here and there, and I haven't seen a budget in a long time.
Actually, I have a budget, and I forgot to pass that out, so I can do that now if you like.
Well, John's passing that out. The other thing I just want to keep in mind, if we do go with that amount, which seems a little bit high to me, but I think we need to be careful about how it comes across to the Harbor Festival, too. You know, they've been kind of sensitive about this going on at the same time as theirs, and we don't want to, you know, we want to be fair with what we promote and from our standpoint, and make sure that, you know, we invite them to come forward with anything that they would like us to promote as well. So.
Well, that I agree. I absolutely agree. But that's why we're looking at tours and bringing people in here, you know, so they can see what we have to offer, and that includes the Harbor Festival. So
and don't forget that $25,000 piggybacks on $1 million of advertising from Sunset. So just on a pure business decision. And let's make the motion, vote on it. If we think it's too much, we'll go down $5,000.
Yeah. We're in discussion, everybody.
And that's what I really want to point out is I understand we're being ambitious, and we don't have the same funds as Pismo does, but I feel like we want to be a little ambitious with this. This is $1 million marketing they're doing, and they're marketing north, south. You know, he's talking about New York and everything else. This is Sunset. I mean, they're a very large company. It's huge. I mean, this is huge, and I think... You know, we need to sometimes kind of take some risks and really be ambitious once in a while. And maybe this is the opportunity, maybe it's not. But I think we need to think about that and look at that. And obviously, we've got our budget now we can look at. But I really think that being ambitious, we're going to need to kind of put our neck out there once in a while. And maybe this is the place to do it.
So. Well, I think you should be ambitious and in Sunset during this time. But
$18,000. Let's say, you know, they give us a cap of $25,000. My question is... with the trade show booth, let's say we did the $25,000 trade. Let's pretend we did the $25,000 trade show booth. It's not just the trade show booth, right? We're getting. What else are we getting?
Right. So the bonus, most people who are above the 25 level, why they got to the 25 level is because they want their logo on the website. So that's their one. They want all those impressions with the logo on the website, and the only way to get there is at 25. So that's why the PCC, the slow PCC, came in at 35. That's how Pismo came up with the 25. The slow T bid is probably going to come in at 25. The unincorporated T-bid is in at 35, and they may go up to 50 because they wanted to hit first that 25 number, because the unincorporated T-bid is going to be launching a new website and, you know, all this stuff. So that's kind of been the driver to that number. And then I've been working with people, just what does that mean, you know? So
two questions then. When you say that we get our logo on the website, does that mean we get a link from our website?
So we get a link back to your new website.
Okay, and in addition to that, since Paso is basically got the same amount of rooms as us, mm-hmm. what's Paso doing? Not the Wine Alliance, but Paso.
The Wine Alliance is in for 10, and then Travel Paso came in at 30.
That's their T-bid.
Right.
Okay, so
and
that
again, it's some of that, and everybody's doing something a little different, you know. So Travel Paso wanted to have an event in the park, so that's what they're getting. They're getting this event in the park, just like Pismo wanted their beach in the tourism thing. So everybody's doing, for the same dollars, everybody's doing something a little different.
Chair, I have a question. The link, once you put the $25,000 in. Is that site already up, the Saber Central Coast? And then when does it expire?
The site is in development, so the site I hope will be up in 4 weeks. There is a holding page at SaberCentralCoast.com, which is linked from Sunset to the Saber site, and then there's links from that site right now to the VCB site.
And then once the site's up, though, then you'd have your link if they did do the sponsorship at $25,000. Does that...
I think that it could be an opportunity... You know, obviously, it is a lot of money, but, and again, it's capping off. And I really, I think we need to talk with the county. If they've committed to 35, you
35,
said?
35, right.
And they maybe want to do 50, you know, maybe we put the other 15 in and there we're at the 50 with the county. I mean, I think maybe we're on the right track of capping it at a certain point and then talking with the county. Or
you
the unincorporated.
Sorry,
unincorporated.
Yeah, I still think that we have a lot of marketing opportunities driving Route 1 between Morro Bay up through the unincorporated county to San Simeon. It connects us to Hearst Castle, gets us really close to Big Sur, which is the top five most requested travel destination in California with no hotel rooms in it. So
I do have a question. If we went in with the unincorporated and partnered somehow, how would that work about the links? For the, if we want, you know, to get the link to our website, is that
right.
something
so,
we could work out?
Well, that would be, you'd have to be still at the $25,000 level to link to your website.
But
so that's kind of the
okay. But it wouldn't have to be all $25,000 in one pot. Could we do $1,000 to bring a tour, $10,000
to? Kind of like tickets. It could be an a la carte menu up to the 25.
Thank you. Karen, any?
And we are working with Cheryl Cumming, who is the. The unincorporated T-Bid's new administrator. She's also doing our local, the Saver local media buy for us. So we're working closely with her and the T-Bid on putting these things together. So.
Okay.
I think it's an incredible opportunity. I am concerned about a $25,000 cap at this point. That's probably 30% of what we have left in our contingency fund for this year, and it doesn't look like it can carry over, or close to 25% of what our total contingency was. But we've got a wide spread at this point from 5,000 to 25. So I think if we can come into line somewhere in that, I really like the idea of having the link up on the website. But when you're looking at we have no idea what the website's, the interest in the website at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And with, you know, a cap on your visitors to your participants in your actual event at 7,000,
right.
that's a big investment for that type of return. So I've got a little bit of concern for the 25,000 cap, but on the other side, I could definitely see the potential in the advertising. So
had discussed how we would have people come forward and ask and how we would handle that, and we never got around to that, and that's why we're sitting here having this conversation now. So
yeah, this is kind of a unique situation. Just to piggyback on what Karen said too, don't we also have, we have an ad in Sunset already, don't we?
We do, but this is...
Mm-hmm.
Do you read Sunset Magazine or do you subscribe?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, I love that magazine. So
great recipe idea.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Restaurant. Anyhow, sorry.
And these opportunities are separate from the Sunset ads that are
why don't we, don't forget, we're not going to, I mean, if the cap is, if we're uncomfortable with it, we should just vote to lower the cap, let the subcommittee look at the options, and if we need to, in the, you know, well, report on specific actions.
We have a motion and a second on the table, so we have to take a vote
right.
on the cap.
Vote, so, vote yay or nay, and then let's...
And no. then, yeah, let's go from there. So this is where we're at. So can you read, would you read the motion back to me, please? I'm sorry, so that we all have it right out there. Of course, understood. Oh, sorry. So we're going to have the motion read back to us verbatim.
We have a motion to cap... at $25,000.
That's the verbatim. A motion to form a subcommittee. We have the
No more subs.
Joan and I and Peter.
Was there another motion?
No, you were right. So it is to give this subcommittee an allocation of up to $25,000. Is that correct? Yeah, for the Savor the Central Coast event. That's correct.
And I'll say from a procedural standpoint, that's fine in the motion. I'm giving you some leeway because I know you guys want to move on it, but it really is a presentation. So I'll recommend to the city manager the final action still come back so you can allocate it and where it's being allocated and the exact amount. But I think it's important that, you know, you move along with it. So you'll see it back on your agenda next month when it's decided, so that the public knows you allocated those specific funds.
And the official information.
The contract, yeah.
Yeah, and the official information comes back, okay?
I also think when trade show meets that they should be looking at where our projected budget stands in comparison to where our actual revenues are at this point. So when we're looking at using our contingency funds, we've got it in proportion.
There are fire sales we want to do.
Sure.
You've got enough line items here, I think, that if you took a little bit out of each, it wouldn't be, you know, devastating one particular category.
And the truth of the matter is the $25,000 probably is not going to be spent, you know.
Maybe.
Well, maybe. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. I think
you have to spend it to get the link.
That's the
there he is. You'd have to spend it to get the link. Right.
Right.
He's on my shoulder. Okay.
And
okay. So we have a motion on the table. Let us take a vote. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Oh, there was a second. I believe that Michelle. Okay. I'm sorry I had it backwards. I thought.
Or I think, or maybe it was backwards.
No. Mike made the motion, you seconded.
Okay.
Okay, so let us vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Very good. Motion passes, and I think it might be good if you make yourself, if you can give us a schedule for availability, and we can work that out with you.
Great.
Okay.
As new sponsors, we're doing a groundbreaking at Santa Margarita Ranch a week from Friday at 1 o'clock. So you're invited. The editor-in-chief and president of Sunset will be down to do this groundbreaking. So you're all invited.
I'll be out of town.
You'll be out of town. Okay, very good. Thank you for the invitation, and we'll be in contact.
When was that again?
That's next Friday from 1 to...
1 o'clock, 1 to 4.
1 to 4, that's the 25th, isn't it?
The 26th.
I'm sorry, that's the 26th, you're right.
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Santa Margarita Ranch.
Great.
Okay, thank you very much, and we'll be in contact with you. Excuse my voice, everybody. I'm getting over a cold.
One other thing, too, I'm not sure if it violates the Brown Act or not, but when the trade show committee meets, is there a chance that they could give us, you know, email the other members what went on, and so we kind of know before we have our next month's meeting?
I don't think we can because it is a violation of the Brown Act, but we can email you.
As long as it's information and you're not forming opinions, if you want to say the trade committee met and our recommendations are to spend X, Y, and Z, and it'll be coming back at your next meeting for final approval.
That's kind of what I'm looking for.
That's fine. If it's trade committee had X, Y, and Z, and we'd like to know what your opinions are on that, no.
Okay, so we can just put it out there, and maybe we can put it out there through John. I'm sure he'll be working with us on this. Aren't you happy you get more work? Okay. Is there any other future agenda?
We've had the pay-per-click.
Pay-per-click?
Pay-per-click on our official website of Morro Bay for Google. I don't even care about the other ones. And then also European travel marketing. John was going to do some research on European travel marketing. Probably a good place to spend some of our contingency if we have any left. So.
And where are we at on the jackrabbit thing? Or was that?
I've been trying to get the rep scheduled to come up, and he was out of town traveling all the way through mid this month, so we elected to go ahead and go live without Jackrabbit. But what I'm going to try to do, if I can't get him physically to come up and meet with the website subcommittee, I'm just going to get a conference call.
Oh, okay.
And just have a conference call, because I really can't negotiate any further without the subcommittee's help, because it's really going to, I think there's some real issues that we're going to need to deal with. And one of them is that fixed cost. I won't get into all of it, but I need the subcommittee behind me. I'm gone as far as I can go as a vendor.
Okay, good. Well, then we'll get together as a subcommittee and we'll get on it.
Because also, John, I think the website was great. It looks great. It sounds great. We don't have the sound on, but the flash that goes through there and the sound is excellent. So
thank you.
Great job.
I know. I was very excited yesterday when I got your email.
It was interesting, the whole procedure of going live, because we had about an hour where we just had a landing page, because what happens is you actually go live with the whole group, and then everybody goes through and tests all the links, and I was watching all the stuff go back and forth, all the emails from Elements to the designer to Rick, and my only responses were just make sure it's fixed within less than an hour. And they got it pretty good. So,
well, good. If you have any other future agenda items that come up, email them to Andrea, yeah, and me, and I'll make sure that they do get on there too. Okay, thank you very much. With that, we will adjourn, and I appreciate all of your energy. Thank you.